orders not to vote. The leaders of the opposition Green movement are under house arrest or in prison. The few reformist candidates who decided to take part have been disqualified by the Guardian Council, the conservative body that oversees the election and operation of the parliament. Given the political turmoil of the last election, which sparked months of street demonstrations and clashes with police, it's not clear what the turnout might be. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
An hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are down 27. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. Columnist Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us now with his analysis of the past week on Capitol Square in Richmond. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Dan.
Let's try that again. There you are. Are you on with us, Jeff? How are you? Good. Let's see. We're having a problem here getting you onto the air. Hang on. Are you with us now?
Good morning.
Much better. Much better. Let's get down to business. Budget was big news in the General Assembly this week. We always seem to have a problem. Anyway, it seems that way in 01, 04, 06, and this past year, current year with the budget. What's going on at the General Assembly?
Yes, and it looks like the General Assembly is going into overtime again. At the core of this fight, the Senate Democrats, beyond more money for roads and education, are trying to force changes in committees and chairmanships. Remember, this is an evenly divided Senate. The Democrats want power sharing. The Republicans are saying no, because, of course, it would mean giving up the power they have, which hinges on a disputed tie-breaking vote by Bill Bowling, the lieutenant governor. And the first disputed tie-breaking vote, of course, cast by the lieutenant governor, was back in January when the Republicans rammed through a takeover plan that basically gave their party working control of the Senate and, if you will, a majority, albeit an artificial majority, in the General Assembly. Now, this doesn't mean that with the budget dead, that it won't suddenly rise again. The House is introducing yet another budget. This is one of many options for jump-starting this process. But get comfortable. This is going to go on for a while.
Well, one of the most emotionally charged bills of the 2012 Assembly was the one mandating ultrasound exams, and of course that has passed and is on its way to the governor.
Yes, a win, but an embarrassing win for the governor. The national implications of this for his presumed vice presidential ambitions are considerable. It calls attention to his social, religious, and cultural conservatism, and while that's not bad, these are the things that the attributes he would hope to bring to a ticket led by Mitt Romney. It is nonetheless the image that the governor really does not want to project. You know, he wants to be seen as a guy who's all about jobs and balanced budgets, a non-threatening conservative, if you will. But all of this is, of course, reviving that unpleasant memory of 89 with his Pat Robertson Law School thesis. And, you know, add on top of that the debate over personhood, the gun control rollback, and the image that is projected of Virginia is inconsistent with the one that Bob McDonnell prefers. Of course, we have a primary coming up on Tuesday. You wouldn't have known it, a presidential primary.
But a limited
one. Not much that Bob McDonnell is saying or doing publicly for his candidate, Mitt Romney. And I guess it raises the question, would Romney want that, particularly with what's been going on?
And it's a limited primary here because of who's on the ballot or who did not get on the ballot. Two education.
Sorry, you'll have to speak up. You dropped off there.
I'm sorry. Two education bills were also both defeated in this legislative session. Both of those have been sought by the governor. What's behind those defeats, and does that hurt the governor?
Yes. In Senate committee yesterday and narrowly, McDonald lost that pre-Labor Day school opening bill and the so-called Tebow bill. McDonald wanted to get rid of this 1980s-era law that had been sought by King's Dominion and Busch Gardens and the travel industry, they wanted to preserve their summer workforce through Labor Day by not allowing the schools to open until after the holidays. Now, after a good deal of struggle over that back in the 80s, the school systems have been given the option of opening before Labor Day. There's a process they have to go through to seek exemptions. Now, the Tebow bill, of course, named for the homeschool pro quarterback, that would permit homeschoolers to participate in public school sports programs. But yesterday, perhaps the most forceful advocates against the bill were the public school athletes themselves. They complained that this measure is unfair and that homeschoolers are deriving the benefits of a system that they've shunned.
Well, the we mentioned the presidential primary coming up on Tuesday. It may be the primary that never was, and it'll be a limited primary because of who's not on the ballot.
Yes, only two candidates, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. A lot of people are wondering with these efforts to generate something or someone who looks like an alternative to Mitt Romney that perhaps some of those folks will be turning out for Ron Paul on the on Tuesday next week.
Got about 40 seconds left. How do we is the assembly going to get out of town on time?
Oh, I don't know. I would think that the budget battle is going to continue through the primary. That's, I think, intentional to kind of cast this cold, harsh light on the governor. These overtime sessions are pretty much standard operating procedure now.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Columnist Jeff Shapiro, the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He analyzes the General Assembly and what's going on in politics each week at this time on WCVE Public Radio. Thanks, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next week.
You bet.
WCVE Public Radio HD, this is Morning Edition.